The next lecture is 10 commandments for eagle youth. I didn't say for chicken youth. 10 commandments for what? Eagle youth. The eagle is a bird of the sky. Ten commandments for eagle youth. The eagle is a bird of the sky. You will not find the eagle on the ground at all. The eagle takes the tallest tree on the tallest mountain and stays on the tallest branch. Do you follow what I'm saying? Ordinary hunters cannot kill eagles. It's not possible. It is likely that many of you here have never seen an eagle before, because it's not a kind of bird you find in a place like Lagos. The eagle. That's why the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The eagle is one of the strongest birds on earth. There are only 7 kinds of youths in the church. There are only 7 kinds of youths in the church. Let me describe them my own way. All the youths we have in our churches. 1, we have the wheelbarrow youth. Wheelbarrow youth. Why do I call them wheelbarrow? They are not good unless you push them. You know, you have to push wheelbarrow before it works. They are not good unless you push them. They won't do anything by themselves unless somebody is pushing them. We call them wheelbarrow youth. Some sisters will never be serious until they experience an accidental pregnancy. We call them wheelbarrow youth. I talked to God gave me one talent. When a young person comes before me and is a man or woman of destiny, I know them. And once I know them, I say, oh God, what do you want me to do to help this fellow? And once I receive instruction, I go out of my way to help, just for them to fulfill their destiny. This lady, her mother brought her to me for prayer. Immediately I saw her, the Lord said, this is a woman of destiny. Do your best to help her. So I began to give her prayers to pray, books to read, and she was doing well. Was doing well. And one day she came to me looking very unhappy. Very unhappy. She stays in one place they call Moremi Hall in Unilag. Very unhappy. I said, you are looking so unhappy today. I hope there's no problem. Some people are laughing at me. Sir, they're laughing at you for what? So they say my breast is too flat. Are you the one that put the breast there? Or are they the ones that put it there? What's their problem? I said, just ignore them. Face your academics. But they said, it's because I'm still a virgin. That's why the breasts are flat. So what are they saying now? I said, well, they said that if I start sleeping with people now, somebody will be rubbing it and the thing will get big. I said, it is scientifically wrong. It is spiritually wrong. Sex does not balloon the breast. She went to ask for another counsel from somebody else. And the pastor said, well, do it. Ask the Lord to forgive you. She slept with somebody once, just once, and she got pregnant. Praise the Lord. Somebody recommended that you should go and buy lime, plenty of lime, and squeeze the lime on stout Guinness beer and drink it, that the baby will come out. She drank it, the baby got bigger. He refused to abort. She went to the chemist. By the time she would do the first scan, they were triplets. Praise the Lord. That is not the problem. The first baby went into the left fallopian tube. Second baby went into the right fallopian tube. The third baby was growing inside the womb. So the baby by the right fallopian tube, left fallopian tube, they became ectopic pregnancy. That is, they were growing inside the fallopian tube. So, and she was bleeding and was fainting. So they had to quickly operate her. They cut off the right fallopian tube. They cut off the left fallopian tube. And in the process of cutting off the two fallopian tubes, they aborted even the one that was in the womb. So all three babies gone, all two fallopian tubes gone. Because of, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. That problem is general. I am not alone. So the first kind of youth, they are what? Wheelbarrows. Second kind of youth, I call them canoe youths. Plenty of them in the choir. Sorry. By canoe youth, they need to be paddled like canoe before they can move. Paddled like canoe. Three. Kite youth. Kite. Why do I call them kite youth? If you do not keep a string on them, they will fly away. They will fly if you don't keep a string. If you say, sir, excuse me, sir, these are my shoes, they are not good, though. They are not good, though. Replace the shoes now for me, though. They are not good. And you don't quickly say, take you. The next thing, you will hear him blowing whistle at Gogzina Church. Uh-huh. You will see him playing at Blue Spot. You need to keep the string on them like kites. If not, they'll fly. Fly off. Four. Football youth. Why do I call them football youths? You cannot predict which way they are going to bounce next. The next time you see them, they may be somewhere else, completely antichrist. Five, balloon. Balloon youths. They are full of wind. Wind, and they are likely to blow up unless you handle them carefully. Of wind, blow serious grammar, blow bombastic English, and it's a lie. They will contribute, they will speak Queen's English, but when it is time for activity, you can't find them. Can't find them. Instead of saying, let's have some quiet here, please. Quiet, please. Say, no. Say, stop that cacophony. Plenty of breeze, but no substance. Breeze, no substance. You could grab the microphone, say, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem, just like John. The same person singing, walk in Jerusalem, just like John, is fighting the conductor and the bus. Six, trailer. Trailer. It's not good unless you pull him. It's not good. Just big. Big trailer, but not just unless you pull him. Nothing. Big for nothing. It becomes like I was hung when we were young. Seven. The Eagle Youth. Those are the ones who will fly to their promised land. I prophesy upon your life that you shall receive the power of the eagle. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. What are the 10 commandments for the eagle youth? I'm going to be fast now because our time is gone. The 10 commandments for the eagle youth. And I'm going to give a prize to somebody who can read the 10 commandments at the close of the retreat. 10 commandments of the eagle youth. One, don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. The other time, one man, I felt sorry for him. He cried like a baby. He cried like a baby because he was watching television. He was watching television. All of a sudden, police began to parade arrested armed robbers. He saw his first son. He saw his second son on television. And they told daddy they were going to party last night. Baba did not know that they went to steal. They caught them. They were parading them on television. He saw the firstborn. He saw the secondborn on television. They are letting their parents down. You will not let your parents down. In the name of Jesus. What is the first commandment? Number two. Choose your companion with care. Choose your companion with care because you become what they are. Choose your companion with care because you become what they are. They say birds of the same feather flock together. Show me your friends and I will tell you the kind of person you are. If your friend has a PhD in masturbation, and that's your closest friend, you will masturbate yourself very soon. And masturbation is a terrible thing because it's like a man having sex with himself. You are sleeping with yourself. Three. Be a master of your habits, or they will master you. Be a master of your habits, or they will master you. You must identify your weakness and deal with them. How many commandments do we have now? What is number one? Number two. Number three. Four. Treasure your time. Treasure your time. Don't waste your time. Invest it. Treasure your time. Don't waste your time. Invest it. Treasure your time. Don't waste your time. Invest it. That our primary school poem says, tick, says the clock. Tick, tick. What you have to do, do quick. The clock will not wait for you. The clock is not friendly with anybody. If you decide now to turn your own wristwatch back to 8 o'clock in the morning, you are deceiving yourself. Because all other people's clock are reading something else. Five. Stand for something or you will fall for anything. Stand for something or you will fall for anything. Commandment number six. Pray for favor to find a good husband or wife. Pray for favor to find a good husband or wife, a good spouse. Pray for favor to find a good husband or wife. 90% of your success or failure depends on this. Pray for favor to find a good wife or husband. 90% of your success or failure depends on this. Once you marry the wrong person, you are practically finished. Practically finished. You need to pray for favor to find that good spouse. Not do random sample. Not be looking for slim leg, tall shape, good English. Not be looking for flat tummy, pencil shape, Coca-Cola shape. First, pray for favor. If what you are hunting for is Coca-Cola shape, by the time the babies begin to come, that Coca-Cola could become rectangle, and then you are in trouble. Seven. See what you can do for others, not what they can do for you. See what you can do for others, not what they can do for you. That's commandment 7. Commandment 8. Guard your thoughts. Guard your thoughts. Because what you think is what you are. Guard your thoughts. For what you think is what you are. Now, do not be allergic to prayer and the Bible. Do not be allergic to prayer and the Bible. I'm sure if I begin to ask questions now, give me the names of Manchester players. Some people here will say it. Give me the names of Arsenal players. Some people will say it. Give me the names of the player of Real Madrid. Some people will tell me. But if I say, tell me the names of the 12 apostles, you don't know. Do not be allergic to prayer and the word of God. Commandment number 10. Surrender all to Christ, because he surrendered all for you. Surrender all to Christ, because he surrendered all for you. These are the 10 commandments for the Eagle Youth. Amen. So let us rehearse it. Commandment number 1. Commandment number 2. Commandment number 3. Commandment number 4. Commandment number 5. Commandment number 6. Commandment number 7. Commandment number 8. Commandment number 9. Commandment number 10. At the closing ceremony in this retreat, there will be prizes for those who can just recite it. Like that. Close your eyes where you are. Say, anointing to become unstoppable. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that prayer unto your life. Amen. Rise up and grab somebody by the right hand. You are going to pray for that person, and that person will pray for you. Say, my friend, whether you like it or not, arise and shout in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your friend. Jesus' name we pray. Look for another friend. Look for another friend. Look for another friend. Hold them by the right hand. Ask for the name of your friend. So what's your name? You will mention his name. Say, Brother John, pursue your pursuers by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your friend. Jesus' name we pray. Look for a third person. Third person. Third person. Third person. Say, my friend, receive power to rewrite your family history. In the name of Jesus.